Hey folks, this is Rudy with the RPG Retrofit Podcast. I wanted to talk about a surprise find when I was going through my box of old games just yesterday. It was the Buck Rogers Matrix Cubed Clue Book. This was the second computer game from SSI, company that made the Gold Box D&D computer games like Pool of Radiance and Curse of the Azure Bonds. They made the two Buck Rogers games. And the first one, I can't remember the name of the first one. The second one was called Matrix Cubed. And I guess I had the clue book. I don't remember buying it, but I must have. It's here. And anyways, it's awesome. I'm flipping through this book, and it's perfect. It's like it's set up perfectly for a GM for a science fiction game. Let me read the copy from the back. It's a clue book. Look behind you. If you actually looked, you probably didn't see anything particularly life-threatening, at least not this time. But next time, there could be a ram combat Jenny back there, or a well-hidden escape route. Face it, if you're going to make it through SSI's Buck Rogers Matrix Cubed sci-fi role-playing game in one piece, you're going to need eyes in the back of your head. Or this clue book. And so then it lists like some of the things that the... And it's got a great image in the back. And I tweeted a couple of images from this book, and if you... Go at Rudy Riot, check it out. But it says here's what's inside: detailed maps, combat tips, and the list of skills that are like relevant that would be helpful when you play the game. So when you flip through this, it's basically like it's straight up RPG maps that are keyed. They don't list like the number of enemies or like, and there's obviously no stats or anything listed for the enemies. But all you really need is, like, these are great maps. These are great science fiction setting maps. There's built-in encounters with them. And the key is pretty legit, the location keys, you know. Let me kind of, like, look at a couple of these really quick. There's a bunch of small ones, like small maps that are maybe, like, you know, 4 to 6 locations in them. This one here says K-Run Radio Station. And it gives you like a synopsis of the little encounter. And then if there's any random encounters there. And then it gives you like the key location. So K-Run Radio Station. Synopsis. Desert runners operate this station. Before the Purge headquarters mission, the team meets Bad Dog, a K-Run DJ who gives information regarding Ram slaver operations. While the team is completing the Purge headquarters missions, Purge forces take over the station. Bad Dog asks the team to help return K-Run to Desert Runner control. So, and it's a cool little map of a small location. And I'll kind of run down the keys real quick. There's five key locations in here. 1, audio capsules are stored here. 2, an office. When Purge forces occupy the building, soldiers are here. 3, small production room. 4, a red on-air light. 5, broadcast booth. Before going to Purge headquarters, the team meets Bad Dog. He tells about Ram slaver activities in the desert. After the Purge takeover, a Purge radio man spews anti-Jenny venom into the mic. He surrenders. Bad Dog promises to turn the Purge man over to the Los Angeles Desert Runner Council. And that's a really small one. And there's some of these are like a 2-page spread with like a big map. It had a bunch of locations, but it's really cool. I don't know who, I don't have the book with me. I'm just looking at my pictures from it. I don't know who wrote the game, like who made these maps or, but like you can easily drop something like this into like a Mothership campaign or a Stars Without Numbers. And you could easily slot these into almost any sci-fi role-playing game. You know, you just need to swap out the stuff that's all about Ram, which I think was, I'm pretty sure Ram was a Martian militant group or government. And then Jennies, I think, were like genetically altered people. But anyways, yeah, you can easily swap out the baddies and these things to whatever's relevant to your campaign. Like the little radio station, that's pretty rad. That's pretty cool. There's another one, Stormrider University. So you go to this university to find a scientist, and so you're like basically having a dungeon crawl through this futuristic college campus. And there's like dorm rooms, laboratories, classrooms. It's pretty cool. So I think when you get there, bad guys have also gotten there. So you have to like, there's hostages, like they've taken some of the classrooms hostages. So you have to deal with those, like encounters like that. There's something about like a bomb squad. Oh, there's a time bomb. Somebody set a time bomb in the computer core. So you can help to defuse that. It's pretty cool. There's the student store, there's dorm rooms. And you have to get pass cards to gain access to different parts of the university. So, this is great. I mean, it wouldn't take much work to sort of sit down with this and basically populate it with whatever's relevant to a game you're playing if you want to have a pretty unique location. I hadn't thought of that, having scenes at a futuristic university. I think that's pretty cool. You know, finding this Buck Rogers book reminded me of a couple of years ago. I tried to go and replay like Pool of Radiance and Curse of the Azerbaijanis. I think I picked them up on either on Steam or it's probably Good Old Games, one of those sites. Those games are really hard. Those games are super hard. And, you know, now I'm trying to think. I'm wondering if Good Old Games, if they give you scans. I know. So anyways, I think they included scans of the clue books. I think they do, which is pretty awesome. So I got to looking at those clue books. And they're just like this one. They're like maps, like straight up dungeon maps and town maps. And that are basically like kind of like vaguely keyed to what can happen there and what's in there. And that's a pretty good wealth of you know, instant maps and instant encounters if you're looking for something different. I remember I played lots of adventure games back then. I think I was probably my biggest type of games that I was into growing up were first it was text adventures. And then it was the Sierra Online games and the Lucasfilm games or LucasArts games. And I think the Sierra games were super hard, especially in the beginning. And I mean, I remember calling the 976 numbers that were very expensive to get clues, or like bugging my one friend who had always played the same games I was trying to play and asking him for hints to the point where he just stopped helping me. But yeah, I remember clue books were like a big industry for a while back then with these tough games. So yeah, Pool of Radiance. Oh my gosh. I tried to play that one, maybe like 2 years ago or a year ago. It was so impossible. I was like, this is not fun, but I used to love it. I remember being a kid loving, how they did combat. I think, was it like Fighters or Barbarians had had a certain follow-through swing that if you kill the foe, you got a free attack on the next one, adjacent one. And you can sit there and, like, if you're going up against a bunch of kobolds, just, like, clear. It's, like, four or five kobolds at one go. It was great. And so the Buck Rogers game was, I think it was still based off, like, basically second edition AD&D and except science fiction. That was the big thing. Some of the skills were kind of, you know, were obviously more relevant to sci-fi stuff, but it was still this second ed. I used to love that game. That was like one of the first games I ran. Buck Rogers was the first game I probably ran. That or Marvel superheroes. And I think, I don't even know if I actually got Marvel played, but I definitely got Buck Rogers played a lot. So, but anyways, yeah, look for your clue books. Look up, you know, look for scans, because I think these things are long. The companies are long gone. You know, look for scanned copies of these clue books, or I bet you, like, through Good Old Games and those kind of sites that they have them. Clue books. Love it.